让他们看到复活的主，摸到复活的主，他们惧怕的心变成喜乐。第二次呢，耶稣又说一次愿你们平安，是要给他们一个使命，说父怎样差遣我，我怎样，我也照样差遣你们。
Jesus Christ showed up to his disciples. The first time he showed up to them and telling them, peace be with you. They are so happy and so, they saw the Lord, they touched the Lord's body, they saw the Lord resurrected. And then Jesus Christ said the second time, peace be with you. And this time the Lord gave them the mission, gave them mission. The Father, how the Father sent me, and I will send you as well.
Amen. 所以接着耶稣给他们圣灵，也给他们一个权柄。
So the Lord gave them the Holy Spirit, and the Lord gave them the power, the authority.
好，我来给大家读一下这段圣经。约翰福音第二十章十九节，那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说，你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。我们请黄经理兄给我们读一下英文。
John chapter 20, verse 19 and 23. All the evening of the first night of the week, when the disciples were together, when the door locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hand and side. The disciples were overjoyed with when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Lord has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sin, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来为今天的圣经来祷告。
Let's pray today.
天父，求你亲自的带领我们下面的讲道，求你让网络技术没有任何的问题，求你不让遇到任何的搅扰，让我们的圣灵，让你的圣灵在我们中间自由的运行，使我们所讲的所听的都蒙一个圣灵的感动，同得造就。我们这样的祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Lord, please you lead us directly, lead us for this worship today, and please let your Holy Spirit dwell upon us and then lead us for this worship. Lord, we pray for our equipment, for our slide, for our audio, make all this equipment work for your glory. And let us have a holy Sunday. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 所以人生有两个不平安，所以耶稣说两次愿你们平安。第一个人生的不平安是当我们找不到主的时候，找不到复活的耶稣的时候，人生被死亡所笼罩，没有平安。
In our life, we have two things not in peace. So Jesus Christ said to us two times, may peace be with you. The first thing that we are not in peace is that when we cannot find our Lord, when we cannot find our purpose of our life, and we don't have peace.
所以门徒他们听到两个妇人告诉他们主复活了，他们不相信。
The two disciples, when they heard the two women told them the Lord resurrected, they didn't believe.
所以他们还处在惧怕中。
Because they lived in fear.
门关紧了。
They locked the door.
但是耶稣站在他们中间，向他们显现。
But Jesus stood among them, He showed to them.
他们看见了，就喜乐了。
They saw the Lord. They overjoyed.
惧怕变喜乐。
Their fear turned into joy.
我们说，我经历了复活的主，我们在教会，我们一起成长，我们看到神的神迹向我们显现，我们喜乐。
We are in church. We experienced the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we have our faith, so we are overjoyed.
但是还不够，还有另外一个不平安。耶稣再一次说：“愿你们平安。”
But this is not enough. So there is another thing that is not in peace. Then Jesus said another time, "May peace be with you."
当我们得救了，我们有盼望了，我们知道我们的永生有确据了，我们有喜乐。但是神还要让我们知道我们人生的目的，我们人生的目标。
When we are baptized, we received our faith. We know we found our, the purpose of our life. We found our Lord. But this is not enough. So the Lord gave us another mission. He said to us a second time, "May peace be with you."
所以神知道，当我们没有遵行神的旨意，按照他的使命来过我们的人生的时候，我们还是有不平安。
So the Lord knows if we don't do his mission,If we don't follow his word, we will not be in peace.
所以耶稣说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣我，差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
So Jesus Christ said to the disciples, May peace be with you. How the Father sent me, I'm sending you as well.
所以这里是一个平行的关系，父差派耶稣基督来到这个世界，耶稣照样同样的方式，同样的目的来差派门徒，差派使徒，差派我们在座的每一位他的儿女。
So this is a two parallel action. How the Father sent his Son to this world. And in exactly the same way, Lord Jesus Christ will send us to this world as well.
所以你们刚才问说，走出去去哪里？为什么要走出去
？So we are going to reach out. Where are we going to reach out? Why? Why we need to reach out?
为什么要走出去
？Why we need to reach out?
因为我们是被差遣的人。
Because we are the one who are sent.
因为主耶稣说：“父怎样差遣了我，我也照样要差遣你们。”
Because the Lord said, "How the Father sent me, I'm sending you the same way."
So, we are a 被差遣的人
We are the one who are sent.
那主耶稣差遣我们做什么呢
What did the Lord send us to do?
好，因为父怎样差遣了耶稣，我们从这里我们知道耶稣差遣我们做什么。我们先看父差遣耶稣来到这个世界做什么。
From how the Lord sent, how Father sent Jesus Christ, we learn how Jesus Christ sent us to do.
所以天父差派耶稣基督，要来让我们认识天父，让我们与天父恢复关系。
The Abba Father sent Jesus Christ to us so that we can, we know.Our Abba Father through Jesus Christ.
从来没有人看见过神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
There's never a person who sees God directly. His Son showed God to us.
为什么人看不见神了呢
？Why we cannot see God directly?
因为我们人都犯了罪。
Because we are sinful.
罪使我们的心眼，心眼被弄瞎了。
Sin make our, the eyes make our eyes blind.
所以耶稣基督来，要来解决人类罪的问题。
So Jesus Christ come to this world to solve the problem of sin.
人类有很多很多问题，无数的问题， 但是所有问题的根源就是罪。
We have a countless problems in this world. The root cause of the sin is from, the root cause of the problems in this world is from sin.
耶稣基督来为我们的罪死在十字架上，他第三天从死里复活，胜过罪的这个最大的一个咒诅，就是死亡。
Jesus Christ came to this world. He died on the cross, and the third day he resurrected, and he overpowered the sin.
所以父差派耶稣要来解决人类罪的问题。
So Father sent Jesus Christ to this world to solve the problem of the sin.
使人类能够罪得赦免，能够借着耶稣基督与天父和好。
So that our sin will be forgiven and we can be reunited with our Abba Father.
这是天父怎样差遣了耶稣，为什么差遣耶稣，差遣耶稣做什么。
This is why our Abba Father sent Jesus Christ to us to do what?
当耶稣基督这个时刻他复活了，向门徒显现，门徒看见他了，喜乐了。耶稣又要给他们一个使命。
In this exact moment, when Jesus Christ showed up to the disciples, disciples saw him resurrected, and then they overjoyed. And then Jesus Christ gave them the mission.
为什么？因为耶稣基督他很快他知道他要升天，他要回到天父的那里去了。
Why? Because Jesus Christ knows he's going to be ascending to heaven.And he will return back to his throne. And he gave us the mission, his mission.
所以他要让他的门徒被差派进去，差派到世界上。
So he will send his followers to this world.
继续完成，继续把这个救恩传扬出去。
Continue his mission.To this great mission or this world to save people.
所以耶稣基督他成就了救恩，借着他的受害复活成就了救恩。
Jesus Christ,
完成了救恩。
Jesus Christ, died on the cross, accomplished this mission.
所以他要差派他的门徒去把这救恩传扬出去。
He will send his disciples.To tell the people that the sinners can be saved through him.
所以神差派我们今天做什么呢？是要传扬罪得赦免之道，使我们的罪能够被赦免。
So the Lord sent us to this world to tell people the word of forgiveness.
所以可以看到第二十三节说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免，就被赦免。你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。所以神差派我们出去，是要把神的赦罪之恩宣扬出来，传讲出来，让人领受，让人罪得赦免。
So in John chapter 20 verse 23 said,If you forgive anyone his sin, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. So the Lord Jesus Christ sent us to this world to spread the word of forgiveness, to tell people if they receive Jesus Christ, their sin will be forgiven.
我们再来复习，你们每一个人都是有使命的人。
Let's repeat this. Everyone, all of you has a mission.
你们每一个人都是有一个被差事的人，神给你们一个差事。
Every one of us, we are the people sent by the Lord.
我们每一个人都有一个任务。
Every one of us, we have a task.
所以这使命，这任务是什么呢？就是把神的赦罪之恩传扬出去。
What is the mission?What is our task to do? Our mission is to spread word of forgiveness to others.
下面我们看，我们去哪里呢？
Where are we going to be sent?
那我们看看父怎样差派了耶稣，父差派耶稣去哪里？我们也照样，耶稣也照样差派我们，这两个是平行的，所以我们要从父怎样差派耶稣来到哪里，我们也要去到哪里去。
How the Lord sent Jesus Christ, exactly the same way Jesus Christ will send us to.
所以原来耶稣在天父的家中，天父差派耶稣来到这罪恶的世界，这破碎的世界。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He was in the glory of Lord, glory of heaven, and He's in the Father's house, and the Father sent Him to this sinful world to be with us.
他来到这个世界，被拒绝，被审判，被定罪，被钉死在十字架上。
He was sent to this world, but this world rejected him. They judged him. They nailed him on the cross.
耶稣基督他没有罪，但是他为了世人承受了罪的后果咒诅。
Jesus Christ is sinless, but he carried all the burdens, all the sins of all the human beings.
所以神舍去天上的荣华，进入罪恶的世界。
Our Lord, He gave up the glory in the heaven and came into this sinful world.
同样，今天神要差派，耶稣说，父怎样差派我进入那破碎的世界，罪恶的世界，充满了不完美的世界，我今天也同样要差派你们去到那个里面。
In the same way, the Father sent Jesus Christ to this broken world, and then Jesus Christ will be in the same way sending us to this sinful world, this broken world.
去到哪里呢？去到他人的世界。
Jesus Christ sent us to the other sinners' world.
我们周围有很多的同学、邻居、朋友。
Around us, we have so many neighbors, have classmates, have maybe our colleagues in the workplace.
我们去 grocery store 买东西，我们碰到很多很多的人。
When we go shopping, we will see many people that we know.
你们知道，他们每一个人都有一个内心的世界，都有他们的痛苦、他们的挣扎、他们的难处、他们的问题。
You know, everyone in this world has their own problem, has their own suffering, has their own pain, has their own struggle.
所以，耶稣基督差派你、差派我，要进入他们的人生，进入他们的内心世界，来去聆听他们的。
So the Lord is sending us to these people, sending us to their world, into their suffering, into their problem, their struggle.
你们会说，哎呀，这太难了，我自己还有很多问题啊，我自己的问题都搞不定，我还去承担别人的，我的邻居的他的痛苦，他的问题，我怎么受得了啊？我还是先把我自己的问题解决了吧。
You might say that, I have so many struggles, have my own problems. I even cannot carry my own burden. I need to solve my own problem before I reach out to other people.
当年耶稣在呼召两个门徒的时候，呼召门徒的时候，就有两个门徒说，父啊，耶稣，容我先去回去埋葬我的父亲，我再来跟随你。另外一个说，容我回去家里跟我的亲人告别，我再来跟随你。
In Jesus' time, when Jesus called his disciple, there are one person who said, "Please, Lord, let me go back home, bury my father before I go with you." Another said, Lord, please let me go home and say goodbye to my brother so I can go with you.
耶稣说，扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
The Lord said, if you follow me but look back to look back, you cannot go to heaven.
所以我们每一个人都有我们的征战、难处、问题。
Every one of us, we have our own problems. We have our struggles. We have our problems.
都有我们的重担。
And I have our burdens.
神说你要再去为你的邻居为你的同学去背他的重担为他祷告这个对我们来说太沉重了
And the Lord said you have to go carry the burdens for your neighbors from your friends and this is really very challenging difficult for me
但是耶稣说一句我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
But Jesus Christ said, "My yoke is easier, my burden is light."
所以，当你顺服神的旨意，你愿意啊去承担耶稣需要你承担的这个负担，为你的邻舍，为你的同学。为你那些好像看起来跟你没有什么关系的人因着耶稣要把你差派出去你去背这个担子你的担子就与耶稣同负一担同负一轭
If you follow the Lord's will if you go out to carry out what Jesus Christ told you to spread the word of forgiveness to your neighbors to your friendsAnd you do his mission, and then you are doing the same missions with Jesus Christ. And then your yoke will be easier, and your burden will be lighter.
因为你自己不可能解决你的问题。
Because you cannot solve your own problem.
我们已经试了很多年，我们的问题是沉重的，是不能够解决的。那怎么办呢？我们去与耶稣同负一轭。
We have tried many years. We know we cannot solve our own problems. How can we solve this problem? We need to carry the yoke together with Jesus Christ.
耶稣差派我们去，去关心你的邻舍，去关心社区的需要，去关心你的同学，去关心那些有需要的人。你的问题，耶稣会给你解决。
If you listen to the Lord, if youListen to the Lord's will to let Jesus Christ send you to the neighbors, to the community, to help people, to spread word of forgiveness to the people. The Lord will solve your own problem.
所以你关心神的事，神就关心你所解决不了的问题。
You do the Lord's will, and the Lord will solve your problem.
所以我们是被差派的人。我们是有使命的人。
We are the ones sent by the Lord. We have a mission.
我们的使命啊，是让人罪得赦免。
Our mission is to save people.
我们要走出去，走进别人的世界。
So we want to go out. We want to go into other people's world.
所以走出去不是说距离上我们跑到非洲去跑到远方去这是一种距离上的走出去更重要的走出去是让我们的心门不要像这些门徒因怕犹太人心门关闭
We reach out not just to want to be go out to far away like in a space go to Africa somewhere we go outJust what the disciple did. We don't want to confine ourselves to our own circles. We want to open up, not lock ourselves. Just like the disciples locked themselves in the house for fear of the Jews.
我们感谢主， 神让我们跨越我们文化心理这样的一个距离，让我们走出我们的自己的小圈子，自己的小世界，让我们去为主而这个而活。
Praise the Lord. He gave us the ability so that we can cross culture. We can cross a heart, cross our inner world so that we can break our little circles, reach up to other people, go into other people's life.
我们这样做的时候，第二个平安，愿你们平安就临到我们。
When we do this, the second peace will be upon us.
有很多很多美好的见证。
There are so many testimonies about this.
我会以后给大家放一个，一对夫妻，他们神感动他们，他们就去到这些 grocery store, 到 Sam Club, 到 Costco, 他们到那儿去干什么？带着孩子，带着妻子，逢人就讲，你知道耶稣爱你吗？
I know a couple, and they have a family, and whenever they have time, they will go to the supermarket, Sam's Club, Costco, whenever they see people around them, they will tell the people, do you know Jesus Christ love you?
他说一开始也是很不好意思，觉得很唐突。
At the very beginning, they feel like it's awkward. They feel like they shy.
但是，当神与他们同在的时候，神赐给他们的喜乐，赐给全家的孩子的祝福，是我们在座的没有一个人能想到的。
But when they feel the Lord is with them.And they feel the peace, they feel the blessing that they never feel before. I hope that I have an opportunity to show this testimony to you.
好，我们每一个人都是被差遣的人，都是有使命的人。
So every one of us, we are the one who are sent by the Lord. We have a mission.
所以神让我们进入别人的生活。
So the Lord asked us to go into other people's world.
去为他祷告，去与他哀痛的同哀痛。
We pray for them. We feel sad as they feel sad.
放下你自己的重担。
We leave our burden to the Lord.
Yes. 把你的重担卸给神。
We leave our burden to the Lord.
Amen.当我们这样做的时候，这第二个平安，你想象不到的平安，愿你平安就临到你。
When we do this, the second peace, the peace, its unthinkable peace, will be upon us.
最后，我们看以赛亚书第六章第八节。当年以赛亚在圣殿看见神的荣耀向他显现，第六章第八节，神也洁净了他。他的罪。这时候，神问了一个问题。
Now let's look at the Isaiah book of Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8. In Isaiah time, when he came to the holy temple, and the Lord upon him, when the Lord asked him a question, here is his answer.
神说，我可以差遣谁呢？
The Lord said, Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
有谁愿意来为我们差遣？有谁愿意为我所关心的事情去做工呢？
And the Lord said, Who are willing to be sent by me?
这是当年神问以赛亚的问题，也是当年，也是现在神为我们在座每一个人的问题。
This is the question.The Lord asked Isaiah at his time. This is also the same question the Lord is asking us.
Isaiah 是这样回答的，说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah said to the Lord, Here I am, send me.
所以这是不是我们每一个人的回答呢？
Is this the answer?From you, from all of us.
我在这里，请差遣我。
Here I am. Please send me.
今天耶稣说，这曼菲斯有这么多的华人，这么多的人有需要的人，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
The Lord said, oops. The Lord said, here are so many people in Memphis. Who can stand by me?
愿我们像以赛亚那样回应老主，说我在这里，请差遣我。
We should be like Isaiah. We should say, "Here I am, send me."
不是因为我们都完美了，我们的问题都解决了，我们说哈，现在我可以为你做工了。我在这里，请差遣我。是在我们还软弱的时候，我们还有我们的问题的时候，我们愿意这样回应说，我在这里，请差遣我。
It's not because we are perfect. It's not because we achieved perfectness. So we tell the Lord, here I am, please send me. It's because we are weak, because we are not strong, and we pray to the Lord, here I am, please send me.
今天神要差派你，你的全家，神要差派我们恩典堂，从一个封闭的世界走出去。
Today the Lord is going to send you.Send your family, send our Grace Church.
走到神的旨意中，走到神的丰盛的恩典中，走到神的愿你平安中。
From our little circles to God's glory, to God's richness, to God's abundance.
愿以赛亚的回应，我在这里，请差遣我，成为我们每一个人的对神的回应。
May Isaiah's answer.Here I am, send me to be all of our answers as well.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你不但拯救我们，你也差派我们。
You not just save us, you also send us.
你让我们与你一同工。
You want us to be the co-worker with you.
一同经历你的恩典。
To experience your grace.
一同经历你死人复活的大能。
To experience your resurrection together.
这样的祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.